Okay, we are holding now in Simen Samach Ches. There is one Sif. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Mekomos, Shemafsikim Bebirchos Kriyashma Loimar Piyutim. There are places where they will make a interruption in the middle of the Birchos Kriyashma in order to recite these, a piyut is like a poem, so to speak. V'nachon limnoa mila omram. It's correct to stop them from saying this. Don't do this. Mishum dehavi hefsik, because it is a hefsik. Okay, that is the sheets of the Rambam. Fine. Comes along the Haggadah and says Yeshoimrim. Nope, the ain is of a dover, according from the Rosh. Makes sense. Ashkenaz and Svard. The Rosh says, no, there's no Isser in doing this. V'chein nohagin. And not only is there no Isser, this is what we do. B'chol mekomos la'omrim. We do say these piyutim in the Birchos Kriya Shema. V'hameikil v'eino omrim lohivsi. But one wants to be lenient. Fascinating way of phrasing it. Then you do not lose out if you're lenient and you don't say these piyutim. B'chol malkom nevertheless. Lo yasoik b'shum dover afilu b'divrei Torah. Osu l'hafsik v'lasoik kolzman she'atzibar oimer. Putin. If you're not saying them, you should not necessarily be learning during that time when everyone else is saying that. Certainly, if you can't learn kavachomer, you can't start schmoozing. Nevertheless, if you're just thinking and learning, you're scanning the daf gemara, you're scanning the tshuva of Ramosha, whatever you're going to learn right there, but you're doing hirhur, you're looking into the safe and you're thinking about what it says. Leispo yisur, that's not a problem. Leispo yisura. To hear hur lav kedibu dami, because really thinking is not like speaking. Ella shemitoch kach yavo ledaber v'yavo ledehefseik. But we're concerned if you start thinking and learning, looking into a safe, you can start talking. Al kain, therefore, the al kain ein la adam lifrosh me atzmo. Really, you should not be Purish min atzibur when everyone else is saying them. You should say it with them. Okay, so that's the long Ramah. And that's it. Now we'll do the Mishnah Berurah on this. So it begins a long Mishnah Berurah here, working off the Ramah. De'ain Isser. There's no Isser per se in reciting this piyutim. In a place where the meaning is to go long, you're not allowed to be short. The katz in rosh shoy laharich, when a place where it's short, you can't go long. Lo amru ella bebrachos aruchos sheposchos beborach vechosmos beborach. What the Gemara is talking about, clarifies the Mishnah Berurah, is when you begin the bracha with borach and you end with a borach. In that case, that's what it means. Long and short, you can't take off the baruch or right? The opposite is also true. Kitzaros ain reshoy laharichin. You can't add the baruch at all if it's not there at the beginning. The al yidei zeh mishana matbeya shetovu chachomi baruchos. Because now you're changing the format that the rabbanim set up for it, and therefore you're not yotze. Avashar nusach baruchu. Lo nesnu bo chacham shir shiomer kach vekach milos davka. Interesting idea that it doesn't know exactly what you have to say in terms of each word. That's why you find certain differences in the nusach. De'im kein hayelahem lesakein nusach kol bracha b'milos minuyos lehashmi'enu kol bracha bracha b'nus chasoh. If so, they would have told us exactly what the number of words are. Like you find the Torah does this in the Shemona Esrei, how many words to say, etc. V'zeh lo maitzin. We don't find this. Kos of Harambam perek alav mikriyas Shema klalo shel dover. The general all-encompassing rule is as follows. Kol shanim imatbeish shetove chachamim bibrachos harei zeh toeh. You're mistaken if you change and deviate from the nusach that the Rabbanim set up for us. V'choizim mevarech kimatbein. You have to go back and make the bracha correctly. Cause the kesef mishnah perik alav mi brachos davke im posach beboruch. I'm sorry, bebracha b'makam shlo tiknu liftoch achosim b'makam sh'omru shlo lachtom. This is a case where you added where you weren't supposed to, or you concluded where you weren't supposed to with the words baruch atah Hashem. Oh, shechiser mi brachos haruchos hascholos habracha shemascheles b'shem malchus. Or you started without, but you eliminated the shem and malchus of the bracha. Oh, shlo siyem b'shem, or you didn't conclude with the shem. Aval im shina b'nusach habracha lo amar oisol loshon mamish el shamar b'nusach acher b'inyan habracha. You said something similar, but not exactly. Afi v'chiser kamatevus, even you missed many words. Yotze b'di'evit. After the fact, we are yotze. We wouldn't advise you to do this, but if it happened, okay, it happened. Hawil v'haya bo askar o malchus v'inyin habracha. Since you're mentioning askar, he means the shem Hashem. You're mentioning malchus, melech ha'olam, and you're mentioning the general topic of the bracha. Levad miteva shepartu chacham mishehei ma'akvas. Except for those words that the Chazal said are ma'akiv, do prevent one from getting the bracha. You go and shlohizkia bris v'torah v'birchas ha'mazon. Right, that is something that must be mentioned in benching. Umeshi mashiv haruach chok yotze b'zeh. It's also, you know, you would say if you omitted those words. V'huva kol zeh b'mogen avram simin samach dala b'simin Uva Simon Kufpe Zayin. Okay, that's the respective. That's the Shema, and that is the benching Simonim. Bir Hagra Kosev Harambam Perak Aleph Mibrachos Chosubo Mizev V'Soiver Dafilu Mibracha Arucha Imlo Gomer Soifa Bracha Kedina Mikomaka B'Diav Yotzes. The Gra writes that the Rambam was retracted his opinion. Chedei Rishona Uva B'Simon Kufpe Zayin Sif Aleph Ayin Sham. Like the first opinion that's brought in what's it called? In Kuf Pe Zayin, in the Dishu 3, Kan Mashmeh Shemaskanus Devarav Sha'af Shlochosom Es Habracha Yotzi Yedei Chova, that even if you didn't conclude you are Yotze, however, the common Kuf Pe Zayin, Siyim Habach Kosev Sha'ikur Kehadeh Hashriya B'Shulchan Aruch Sham. It's like the second opinion over there. She'im Lochosom L'Yotze, if you don't, you're not Yotze. The Hosif in the ads, Shigama Eli Rabba Heves Habachanal Sharatzion the common Kosev Shibishulchan Orech Muchach Shigam Hachasima Ma'akevas. It is Ma'akev if you don't do this. Vesim Shitzarach Ian Ktsas. If you look into this a little bit more, Ramash Kasav Nulukaman. Okay, Mirzashem, we'll get to there. Kuf Pei Zayin. That was Sivkat Aleph, Sivkat Beis. Kozman Shatzibur. This is the idea that, you know, you shouldn't be learning while the Sibur is saying this. Hu Adin Afil Im Kvar Gomer. Vehu gomerhu vehatzibur piutim bracha vehu oimed bein perik leperik. Even if you're in between the brachos, gamkin os lahavsi, you still shouldn't look into a safer at that point. Gimel shemitoch kaf, because if you do this, Rotz Lomer means as follows: kishiyiru hahamoin shehi mistaka b'sefer. They're going to look and see, oh, this guy's looking into a safer instead of saying them. Yavoy gamkin ledaber. If he's looking into a safer, what must be not so important? So if he's doing something that he enjoys, I'll do something I enjoy. He'll learn. I'll talk. We could be makil lenient by just thinking and learning. I am pre-chadash amnon b'shasha chazan oimer kaddish also lahar here. The time the chazan is saying the kaddish, you can't be thinking and learning. You should be focusing on what he's saying. Shetzorech harbe lechavein ba'anias kaddish. You have to think very much, concentrate very much on what the chazan is saying. Dalid ein la'adam. This is the person shouldn't separate himself from the tzibur. Umareinu harav chaim vital kosa b'shem ha'ri. He was the Talmud Mufok of the Arizal. Shelo ha'yomer piyutim. He would not say even pizmonim. Ella ma shesidru rishonim kigon hakalir. Hakaliri. So this was already, we assume this was done with like a ruach hakodesh, that there was a very, very high levels. Right? Shenis kenu al derecha emes. Al derecha emes is like what the Ramban writes al HaTorah, al PMS means Kabbalah, means the Sod. So he knew what he was talking about. So then those, the Arizal would say, V'chein lohay omer yigdal. He wouldn't even say yigdal. Okay, many shuls do that, but the Ari did not. Mikomak no less, hey beno shomarein of Chaim Vital al Avi, but the son of Chaim Vital said on his father, kishahaya shlich tibur b'kahal b'yom n'rayim, when he was the chazan for Yom n'rayim, hay omer kol havi duim v'chol aputim. He said everything. A person should hear this story, see how God will be Yisrael behaved, even though his Rebbe didn't do it. But when he was the Chazan, he said these, Shelo l'shanas ha-minhagim, not to change from the minhagim. Uveshloh, the shloh ha-kodosh, herich b'shem ge'oinim shemitzvah loim erputim. Is the mitzvah to say these? Uveshepiet Rebbe Lozer, v'chayos asher heina nerubo'ois l'kisei, Lahata Eish Svivosov, right? Firely. Ein Sham. Okay. Omnum. Hamin Hogim. Shinohagu Bishorshea Tefila. These are, they're connected to the roots of the Tefila. They have their, you know, authentic sources. L'chuli Ama Ein Lishanas Kol Echa Mimin Hag Mekom. No one should change these. Kigon. Minusach Ashkenaz. Lisvard. O Lehefech. To change from Nusach Svard to Nusach Ashkenaz to Svard, or from Svard to Ashkenaz. So in the Dirshu 6 of it, there's a long arichas. It's important, but it's going to be on the scope of today's shir. So maybe Mirtz Hashem will We'll come back and go through these important footnotes here in the Dush as to what to do in terms of changing Nusach, changing the pronunciation, what you do if you're in a shul, it's not your Nusach, on a one-time only case, stuff like that. Okay, but we'll have to go weiter right now. V'chol ki agavna, fine. Ki shneim osar sha'arim mishamayim. This is basically quoting now Morgan Avram. There are 12 gates in Shemayim, neged shneim osar shvatim, corresponding to the 12 different tribes. And each one has its own pathway, its own unique approach in Avodas Hashem. So there's Yisachar, and there's Reuven, and there's Yehuda, and Mamash, everybody has their own. The Inyan Dino, Hashkenazim, Hamispalim, Ima, Svardim, Olhefech, if you're davening with them, Yotzi de Chovis Tefila. You are Yotzi, you're Tefila with them. Again, footnote 7 also has very important things. What do you do if you find yourself in a shul, and they only have Sidurim that are not the regular Nusach that you're comfortable davening with? Fine. This is on the essence of the davening. But if something's actually medina de gemara, it's mentioned in the poskim. Shalom de meha gemara. Who shovel the coal? That applies to everybody. That you can't change at all. Okay. Good. Sifkat in hay, right? That the tzivor, is saying them, hey, mehatzibur, I'm Morgan Avram, de bepesach shachazonim ma'arichim harbe v'nigunim, when they're singing a lot of nigunim, tov yoitzer loimer hapiyad koidim shemaschim b'brichas yoitzer, or you should say it before you begin, the bracha, de berov havi hapiyad shloma ein habracha, because it has nothing to do with the theme of the bracha. V'hiyeh choshu hesek, and that would be an interruption, kishe yishheh kedei ligmor kuli, if you're pausing long enough to say this, but since it's not really me'ein the bracha, now it's a hefsek, because like a different topic. L'chadchila roi l'chush l'zeh, one should ideally be concerned for this. K'le'el b'sim in sam hey, Mishnah Berurah, we said earlier, Ayin Shom, look there. Ve'im shachach loimar hapiyut ad shegamar habrach, if you forgot to say and you finish the bracha, also, and you can't say at that point, t'lo odif me'al hanisim b'chanak apurim. Right, we wouldn't go back if you forget al hanisim or al apurim, on chanak apurim, so these piyutim are on a lower level than that. So therefore, you would not go back. Okay, it really says that the proper minhag is to say that with them, vav, imahim, imispalo biyochid. If you're davening by yourself, lo yomar shum piyut beemsa bracha. You should not say any piyutim when you're davening biyachidus. Derech agav, as a side point, ra'isi lahazkir kan. I think it's kedai to mention here, masharbe mehaloinim toim. The Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. People make a mistake on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What's the mistake they made? B'shash menagin achazim b'techilas birchas yotzer or. When the chazin starts this, hapiut shel oros me'ofel omar v'yehi, right, which we're all familiar with. Achakach maschina hamon miyad melech. They start there. Oslachna, they're starting in the middle of it, right? They didn't start at the beginning. Ve'ein maschilim b'bracha menosh. They didn't say the beginning of it. So therefore, one should be careful to say the whole thing. V'roila has hiram alzes. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, I think it's appropriate to point that out here at this point. We're talking about Putin. Make sure you say the whole bracha and you don't just start with the middle of mid bracha by joining in. Okay, and Mirza Shem will try to go through these two very important Dirshu footnotes at a later time.